You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. God wants me to do something this morning. He started yesterday night, and I thought it was just going to end there. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter number 13, from verse 1, the Bible says, as the disciples gathered together and ministered unto the Lord with fasting, the Lord said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. I want to pray for people that God is giving ministry to the streets. Lord is giving you assignment to the street. Step out quickly. Step out. The street. The street. The street. The Lord is giving you ministry. It's so much of a burden in your heart. The Lord is giving you ministry to the street. To the street. You see that. You see yourself there. You see that calling so strong upon your life to the street. Thank you, Lord. Step out a bit more. Now, hold on. Now, please pay keen attention. Not all hands are empty. I want that to be clear. One of the practices of the New Testament church is that once God is separating a man, the elders come and lay hands on them. You hear what I'm saying? And I want to assure you that not all hands are empty, and that you can hold. Stretch your hands to God. Now, many of you are here, you know you have been called to that assignment, but there is fear. So there are people that you have fears in your heart. You can't do such work with fears. So this is going to come upon you, and it's going to follow with burden. Alright, you will have unusual burden, unusual boldness to go out and do that which the Lord has shown you. I see revival breaking out from the street. I tell you, I see revival breaking out from the street. I see a time coming in this nation that no one can have political talks because they all have become pastors. Thank you, Lord. Stretch those hands. The church, stretch your hands towards these people. They're just going to touch you, and the power of God will rest on you to carry out this assignment. You will drink of the same cup. You will have unusual burden with which you do this. Stand behind all of them, one after the other. Thank you, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Touch them. The power of the Holy Ghost rest on them. Strength follow. Unusual strength. Grace. Let the unusual strength come from this moment. You proclaim word with power. Help him up. Strength. Everywhere you get to, this anointing back you up. You stand representing Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of fear. Fear goes and let boldness rest. You have the tongue of the learned. You speak words that none of your adversary will be able to withstand or gainsay. The Lord gives you a voice, and that voice will ring through the nations. Kalabosha. Through you, prostitute will come to Jesus. They will stand, declare his name on high mountains. They will speak with boldness. Prostitute will come. Kalono sigara matesha. So strength backs this impartation. A unusual ability. Stretch! Stretch in the name of Jesus. La combrati shalabatasha. And the power of the Holy Ghost strengthen you for that which the Lord has separated you for. Strength. Strength. Thank you. Yakala Shigala Madash. Rene Kombro Tika Shalabata. Strength in the name of Jesus. Amen. Help them up. Those of you that the Lord has called to that ministry, come. Your hands together. Join those hands together. Come. Join those hands together. I was in a meeting, I think in 2009, and a man of God stepped to that meeting and was definitely carrying something that I knew in my heart. This man must not return back with what he's carrying. And there is a need for the Lord to do something. Stretch those hands up as you are joining them together. Now, I'm asking, Father, let there be unusual rain to bear witness of this from the first person to the last. Touch them, touch them. The power of Christ. Let it be rain pour on them. From now onward, just hold on. Be careful. Stand aside. Let boldness, let anointing to heal the sick, to raise the dead. Let grace upon them, compassion, compassion, burden, burden for these men. As I speak, the fire of the Lord enters into you, from your head to your toe. You become bare as a funeral. You will never come to a point that you are empty. The fire of the Holy Ghost, back up this work. Now listen, listen. This is an apostolic calling. And one witness for apostles is the revelation of Christ. I ask from this moment, Christ is revealed to you. On the usual dimension of him is made available to you. Amen. Amen. Now listen, I was seated in my sitting room at home in 2010, watching a documentary about the book of Revelation, when suddenly the light of God shone into that room where I was seated and stood me up on my feet. 2012, I was in my house asking God for the revelation. He came as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he said to me, son, no matter how dead a land is, when you step in, my glory will fill the place. Listen, I pass the same torch unto you. Everyone standing here, from now onward, you become bearers of his presence. Now, listen. Listen. The presence of God can become so much that I break into tears. It is an unusual witness. And that is the dimension of Emmanuel. I am with you. From now on, henceforth, stretch your hands out. Elijah said to Elisha, if you will see me, you will take that which you have requested for. It is a hard thing. But if you can see, the Bible said Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom. For Moses, the servant of God, has laid his hands upon him. Stretch your hands out, every one of you standing here. I ask, by the reason of you being here, the same glory, in higher proportion, you are partakers of it. Let the presence go with you. Begin to know what it means to walk in the presence. From the first to the last. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ten. Touch them. Touch all of them. From now on, you know the joy of his presence and the anointing that comes from that realm. You will no longer represent Christ from a dry land. You drink of the river flowing from the throne. And you represent him adequately with power. For ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you shall be a witness from Jerusalem to Judea and to Samaria, and then to the uttermost part of the world. Power of a true witness is called to stay. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you are here. The Lord has sent you specifically to prostitute. Please step out. Specifically, you see yourself invading hotel rooms. You see that happening in your life. Please step out. You see the Lord calling you specifically prostitute. Is there anyone amongst you prostitute? I hear that word. When I was praying for this lady, right, I see. Okay, are you? Is she coming? All right, good. The Lord called you specifically. You were not out before. Why? Let the deep begin to come unto the deep. From now onward, there is no more rest till that which the Lord has called you for is done. There's no more rest. Thank you. Shalamakashta Fanikashta. I see what looked like what happened when Mary and Elizabeth saw. The child leaped, and immediately she was filled with the Holy Ghost. There is a leaping taking place. As you stand face to face with destiny, there's a leaping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless your holy name, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Strength is made available. Thank you. Right, go back to your seat. Go back to your seat. Be seated, just briefly. Are you recording? Take it solemnly. I want to see. Lord, open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see, Lord. Of heaven and cry, holy is the Lamb, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Put your right hand on your chest, say, I'm in love with Jesus, I'm in love with the man of Calvary. Say it loud and clear, I'm in love with Jesus. I heard the Lord saying concerning someone, be stable. Stable. Stop being driven to and fro by the wind. Be stable. Right. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 4. If you are there, say amen. Now let's turn the Bible to let's go to verse 32. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 4. We'll start the reading from verse 32. Now, if you are there, say a louder amen. Alright, good. I read from here. And the multitude of them which believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any amongst them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought prizes of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. We want to look at God's idea of church. God's idea of church. God's idea of what church. We started the series Wisdom for Church Folks. So this is a subtopic in that series. But there is something very powerful we all need to see here in that verse 32. And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul. Somebody say one heart. Say it again, one heart and one soul. Now let me show you a scripture. I like to compare scriptures with scriptures so we can get the truth. Alright, turn your Bibles quickly to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. Ephesians 4. If you are there, say amen. Now, let's look from verse 1. I therefore, as the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Alright? We try as much as we can. We keep the unity of what? The Spirit. Somebody say unity of the Spirit. Say it again, unity of the Spirit. It is to be kept. The idea of church is not just a place where we come and then we worship in court. And then just after the service, we just leave. The church is designed to be a family. A system that shows us the kind of relationship we ought to have with God. They all that believed came together. Now let me say this to you. According to what we read in Acts chapter number 4, the secret of revival is not first and foremost prayer. It is first and foremost unity. Something happens when the people gather to pray that will never happen when one is praying. Let me show you another scripture. I think Acts of Apostles chapter number 6. Acts 6. Is it 6 or 12? Okay, sorry. I'm coming. Just give me a minute. I want to look at the power of unity of the church. Okay. We are coming back to Acts 6, but go to Acts 12. Thank you. Acts of Apostles chapter number 12. Alright, if you are there, say amen. Now about that time that Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with the sword. And because because he saw it before, it's because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, but something happened. Alright, verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 battalions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The moment the church gets divided, you know what will happen? The devil will walk in and pick your generals one after the other and kill them. Can I say this to you? An attack on the shepherd is not an attack on him. It is an attack on the sheep. Because the strategy is simple. Smite the shepherd. And what happened to the destiny of the sheep? They scatter. The devil knows there is no platform for his oppression until there is no peace, no unity in the church. So he walks in. The Lord showed me a vision. While I was in school, I made a prayer. I was the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship president. Lord, I can't be here and any one of these students die. We cover this student with the blood of Jesus. We ask for covenant of life. I've been doing this everywhere I've served. When I was serving our prayer court, I was also the rugged. That's the rugged coordinator. We have prayers every night. Lord, nobody in this family house is permitted to die. Something is wrong with the watchmen. If something enters your territory and takes someone without your awareness. And that is why you must never get to a point that you walk in strife towards somebody. If the devil can get to be offended at somebody in the church, he wants to kill that fellow. He wants that fellow out of the way. One of the things the devil does is that he comes to pollute your mind against those that have been designed to rescue you. And tell you many things. You know, let's see something. I want to show you a mystery. Ephesians 6. I want to look at something about spiritual warfare and the unity of the church. Ephesians 6. Turn your Bibles there quickly. We'll start reading from verse 10. Hallelujah. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness of high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, having your breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you can quench all the fiery dart of the wicked. Now look up. When he's talking about quenching the fiery dart of the enemy, takes what? Shield. Let me tell you what that means. Pastor, please come. This is what it means. This is Pastor Toby. I know him from afar, that he's a minister that God has ordained to bless people. I believe so much in his calling. Suddenly, I find myself in the midst of some people, and they started discussing, and they mentioned his name. Do you know that guy called Pastor Toby? Anywhere you hear people talk about pastors you love and respect as guy, please pick your shoes. Don't hear what they have to say. Leave. I'm coming. We're going somewhere. And they said, do you know him? Say, yes. Say, that guy. Don't mind him. He's so arrogant. We'll send a message on social media. Will not respond. Don't mind him. He's one of those pastors that is around just because of money. And all those things. Say, really? Says, yes. The only way you can overcome what has just been said, Bible said, this is called faith. What is faith? Faith functions through love. The account of the love you have for Jesus. You have faith that you have not heard the complete part of the story. It is not one truth, one side that can establish the truth. As far as I have not seen this happen, I believe so much in the grace of God upon his life. There is nothing anybody can say against him that can make me turn aside from what God is doing to him. Now listen, what is the fiery dart there? The fiery dart is an arrow that the enemy aims as though it is shooting at ministers or those who are representing Christ. But ideally, the head of the arrow is pointed towards the listener. Let me tell you. You go on social media, somebody says that, do you know about Bishop David Oyedepo? Those guys are thieves. They are complaining now. You know, this is one mystery about this present administration. Anyone that speaks against them, there is propaganda against those people. That is because they are not getting bribes. They are not getting tithe from Azura. And they start saying those things against the pastors. They are not attacking the pastors. The pastors are who they are based on their revelation with God. It is you who will be blessed through them that has just been attacked. The fury that look as though it is pointed towards the minister, but no, it is pointed to the pew. How do you withstand it? Put shield of faith. I choose to believe in the body of Christ. Something happened last year, and God taught me a great lesson. He said, son, listen, it does not take zeal to become a father of faith. It takes patience and love. There was so much rumor in Nigeria about the minister of God, blah, 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 blah. And people began to put hands in the mouth of ministers and say, fathers are not talking now. You know, this pastor is going about doing all these things, you know, destroying life of girls and all those things. The duty of fathers in such cases is restoration. The same way they can believe that if you are lost, God can restore you. Why will you as a church not believe if a pastor is lost, God can restore him? There is a silent seed that the enemy has sown in the mind of an average Christian that hates the generals of God. The quiet seed. If anyone wants to start a new blog, and the best way for them to try it, find a pastor to insult. It is not an attack against the pastors. It is an attack against those that have been designed to be blessed under them. Quench the fiery darts of the enemy. But you need the shield of faith. Pick up your faith. I choose to believe. I choose to believe that God can restore him. I choose to believe. I choose to believe. Now, listen. Please sit down, Pastor. Thank you. So many times, people get to a new church and, you know, step in and say, you know what? I'm not sure I'm going to come to this church again. Nobody seems to love me here. Something is wrong with that mindset. Something is wrong. You see, the best way not to be frustrated about people extending love to you is to build a zone of love around yourself. You go out, reach out to people. The devil always looks for a way to isolate people. The Bible said God set the solitaries in families, but the rebellion will dwell in dry land. One major thing the devil loves is to isolate a man so he can destroy him. When it comes to attacking Christians, please pay attention. Let me tell you one big thing. When it comes to attacking the body of Christ, the devil attacks the body as a serpent. How does that operate? 2 Corinthians, 2 Timothy 4 verse 1. Alright, the spirit speaketh expressly that in later times some shall depart from faith, giving it to what? Seductive spirit. And that is doctrine of demons. Alright, that is the operation of the serpent. Deception. It brings deception into the body. But the devil does not deal with individual as a serpent. When he came as a serpent towards Eve, he should tell her that she's more than she thinks. When the devil wants to attack individuals, Christ said, be sober, be vigilant. The devil, your adversary, roams about like a what? Wounded lion, looking for whom to devour. Let me quickly tell you an indice about that. Lions don't attack animals in group. When animals are moving together, they wait. They wait for the isolated ones, the injured ones, the weak ones. Meaning that the moment you are offended from church system, you are isolated. You are prone to attack. Samson could never have been killed. He was living in Gaza. Samson lived a very lonely life. His people took him, delivered him to the enemy and said, destroy him. We are tired of him. Is he the only one? Do we know how people who are attacking pastors because they feel, why should he be the only one commanding that level of influence? Fellow pastors. You know, it's simple. The summary of success as touching that which God has called us to do is not measured by crowd. It is measured by faithfulness with that which God has called us to do. I was writing something recently about different of my friends who are ministers of God. And I talked about myself. I'm very content if I can have five people. Give me, I was teaching here with how many people? 7 or so yesterday. Just give me 5 people who are ready to listen. I teach them, get it recorded, pass it across. So something happens to you the moment you start feeling that the measure of seriousness of ministry is that you gather crowd. You may gather them and not know what to do with them. You may not know what to do with them. If you stay with what God has anointed you to do, you will last. you start using yourself out of the anointing of God upon your life, you die out on time. The devil brings different things. The idea is this. Let's break their bands. Look at the book of Psalms chapter number 2. Why does the heathen rage and the kings of the earth imagine vain things? They set themselves against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, let us break their bands and cast their cords asunder. That is the strategy of the enemy. Let us break them. Let's divide them. Let's cause division amongst them. Let's break their bands and cast their cords asunder. But the Bible said, he that sitteth in the heavens shall what? Shall laugh. So, we have Christians say, and this is the move of God. This is the move of God. This is the move of God. This is revival. Now, let me say this to you. If you are easily offended, you know nothing about revival. One thing has killed all revivals in the body, it is offenses. Check it. You think when people walk out of your life, they are bad people? Good people can leave when they are offended. And that's why you must be your brother's keeper. You know, sometimes you found scriptural mentalities for yourself that solidifies your way in wrongdoings. You tell yourself, I know what I'm doing. You are so mature spiritually that you no longer see you. Alright? Check. Most of you, in your higher institution, there was a very strong move of God on campus. The fellowship was moving fine until somebody came, until this and that and that and that. And the devil keeps breaking relationship, keep breaking relationship. He knows that when you stand together, your force against him is too mighty. And people who should hold hands together in prayer will walk past each other and they can barely say good afternoon. Let me say this to you. Offense is a sign that you are still very much alive. Christ is not yet alive in you. You know, listen. Listen, please look up. This thing is not emotional service. It's a product of revelation. Have you seen Christians that are up and doing? They are very powerful, doing many things. You know, they are the ones carrying this, they are the ones doing that until they are corrected once. The same way they went, oh, correct them once. They are nowhere to be found. And they start saying things like, you know what? I've always known, Pastor, the correction you gave me in the afternoon is a sign, it's a proof that, you know, God has been telling me for me to go start my own ministry. So, when you gave that correction, I told God to show me a sign. That correction was the sign. So, Pastor, I want to thank you for all the things you are doing. Let me say this to you. If you are living a life where no one can correct you, you will soon die. Many have driven themselves to a zone whereby if people see the death that will kill them and they say, please don't go there, they will show them scripturally the reason why they have to go there. Let me tell you a story. In the year 2008, I know of a family. They were about traveling on a journey. Please pay attention. Family, the man, the wife, and four children. They were about traveling on a journey. So they came to say hello to us. While my dad was praying with them, suddenly he picked it in his spirit and said, are you sure God wants to go on this journey? He said, yes. And the, I think, 5-year-old daughter started crying. Say, she has been begging him, Daddy, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm afraid. And the girl was crying. She was crying. They had to drag her into the car. The girl said she's not going anywhere. The family is not traveling. She was dragging the father's clothes. They were going for a wedding from Kano to Abeokuta or thereabout. While the family was going, they had an accident. Everyone died, including the girl. The father was rushed to the mortuary. Then suddenly, they saw that he was still breathing. And they brought him out. But the whole family was wiped out. All that it takes was to have revealed why should she be crying. If you have a life that when instruction is coming in an area of you, you are so hardened, you don't take a pause and look at it. Why is the Lord bringing this? You want to venture into something. Suddenly you were afraid. Pause. It is a sign something is wrong somewhere. Take a pause. It doesn't matter how beautiful or colorful it is. Take a pause. You're about signing a deal. Suddenly, you are scared. Put your pen, shield your sword, put it back to your pocket, and say, you know what? Can I pray this through? But there are Christians that
If the enemy is going to kill them, their pastor will know nothing about it. They are isolated creatures. And that, you know, the devil has so hard in their house. See, last week, I was in a church, a very big church. I was on the altar. I was not expecting the kind of things I saw. I had a pastor, a child of one of their most senior pastors, seated just in front of my seat. He had his earphones on, and throughout the service was playing from Wizkid to Davido to all those things while in church. Any of you hate ministries because your parents didn't show you what it means to be in tune, and you have started your own journey also by hating it? The devil always seek. How can I bend their bands? That is the battle cry. How can I cast their cords asunder? If you have left anywhere out of offenses, go and beg. Go and beg. Let me say this to you. If you are a worker here, you left your previous church because your pastor offended you. You are not a worker. I'm saying it again. You are not. Because it will not take time for me to call. The same thing your pastor wanted to do, I will still do more. Because God has seen that there's an idol that needs to die. And if I do that, you will leave. So you are not here. Go back and submit. That is always the word of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? They say, you know, so they don't know who I am. That's pride speaking. And pride makes you too heavy for God to carry. See, so, you know, they need to know who I am. Oh, look at these guys. They don't know me. Who are you? We have a God who used basket to fetch water to embarrass buckets. There is nothing you have that God has not given to you. So people walk out of denominations anyhow. We stay in church by revelation, not by sentiment. You come to a place and you just know, my heritage is here, sir. Something is here. What do you do? If you are still awesome, you live well. Please, I perceive strongly. You see, I have had members in this church who told me, Pastor, I perceive strongly that the Lord is not. All right, you perceive. The Lord is saying, all right, you are good to go. God bless you. God bless you. Can you imagine? No, I was sharing something close to this during Weimar. I'm not always excited because the crowd has gathered. Many more had gathered. They didn't see the light of the day because they were not dead. The body of Christ is not new to crowd. Check in church history. Many had gathered. But will we still be gathering like this in the next 20 years? The only way it is possible for us to keep dying daily. Because after every major move, offenses will come. To come from sources you don't expect. One of the potent weapons of the devil of offense is your trusted soldiers. You know, I was coming to church this morning. And I sat down. I sat down in my room. And I was almost in tears. What is this? You know what happened? So somebody somewhere seated in this auditorium wore my shirt that I was wearing. I said, God, what kind of anything is this? You know, as funny as that may sound, I sat down. I was like, God, what is this? What's wrong? I was almost in tears. Now, you can come to church. I've said it. Like, I won't just point him out. He knows himself. The heart is beating. But listen, if you have to preach as a pastor and everybody is wondering who has offended pastor, you are not giving life, you are giving death. You see, my pain, my fear about this treasured platform standing before God's people is that anything you say to them is rev. Even when you are speaking from a mind that is dead and biased, some will still get blessed. It matters who tells you you are doing fine as a pastor. Because the people are innocent. It is between you and God and the devil that knows that you are offended. You are ministering and they are all wondering, who is pastor talking to? And who offended pastor? Who is pastor talking about? You get what I'm saying? If they can find, you know, traces of the situations we are going through, either on your WhatsApp status. You see, that thing that tells you that whenever you are going through something, type it there. So, I'm so tired now. I'm not ready to respond to any chat. It is a sign you don't have prayer life. People who don't have prayer life always will need somewhere to pass their grievances. They can't tell it to God. They are not having any altar. They tell it to just anybody. People can look at your status and they have your biography. Because there is no base of intimacy with God. Many Christians are weaklings. They still touch. They are not strong. Just one thing, their hearts crying on their faces. Greet someone in church. Say hello. You see what that guy just did? I just said hello to you. Look at this, how they do in their church. They don't call me for that service. Oh, the Lord, yeah. Leave all the blessings, the things that the Lord could have given to you because you met an usher who is untrained. Are you not aware when you are about every promised land, different things will happen? The serpent will come. Hunger will come. Who told you that when you face difficulties, you have to turn back? If you run in the days of adversity, your strength is little. Not just that, your revelation is small. We just make decisions. An average Christian, we are trained to keep coming to church. Just come. You know, we want to have new members. Just come. If we fill this place, it is not a good news yet until we are giants before God. The idea is not to fill the church. It is to raise strong men. I'm not. You get what I'm saying? Strong people. Well, you can come. Please sit down. All right? Say, someone say, I'm a worker of my church. I'm a worker. You know, so it's Valentine's season. Say, I'm going to see my boyfriend. Oh, it's a worker. You cannot. The pastor says, sit down there. I called one of my girls. I said, oh, baby, where are you? Most of you don't know this kind of call. I can call you anytime. Depending on, you see, Pastor Femi Lazarus is very gentle. I just like his cool spirit. He's calm. Hey. Hi. Scam. See the way he writes, not the way he. Hey. You come. Just come. Then come a bit closer. I say, Pastor, can I be accountable to you? Say, as what? As what? The pastor, I want to be your spiritual daughter. Really? Okay, follow. Well, we'll see. We'll give it a name soon. I call her. Oh, baby, where are you now? The pastor, I'm so. I say, who is that guy? I'm seeing the guy beside you. Who is that guy? I say, pastor, he's my friend. Though we are just sitting. I said, the way this guy is looking at you, he's looking like a devourer. Who is this guy? This guy. Where? Why are you sitting where you are sitting? Why are you wearing this skirt? Say, pastor, I just take a step. I'm not seeing anything. No prophetic, nothing. I just know my sheep. It's simple. I know the ones I can call and say, why are you not happy? Because their face is always looking like gone. You know what I'm saying? There are Christians that have not caught the revelation of joy. And when you have not caught that revelation, God, Bible says God made you fearfully and wonderfully. The wonderful will remove, just fearful. You look fearfully made. Some of you brothers, the girl should have asked out in church. You think she's as old as your mother. You didn't ask her out. She's young. She's just not happy. If you do the things you should do, she'll become happy and start getting younger. I'm telling you the truth. Find a way to get the data you should get. I'm not here to teach you how to do stuff. I called one of my boys. I said, oh, what? I have a question. Can I go out 7 a.m.? I sat outside my gate. I was in Ife then. I said, guy, when was the last time you kissed a girl? When the pastor calls you, you expect him to say, how are you doing? That's my own, how are you? When was the last time I said, Ah, Pastor. Pastor, can I call you back? I say, hold on. If you cut this call to call me back, your sonship is gone. Say, Pastor, I'm in the midst of crowd. See, all you have to say is, I did it today, I did it yesterday, I did it, or I have not. It took over 15 minutes trying to move from toilet to another place. It is sheep without shepherd that die without notice. Nobody can query you. Even if at this age you bring a girl to come and live in your house, nobody knows. Nobody can ask you questions. All those that God has raised to teach you his ways, converted them to your enemies. So your true prophet as those who hated your life. Gradually you are wasting away. That's not the idea of church. That's not God's idea of church. I've been doing this now for close to 11 years. So I've seen different things. Boy, I've seen things. You hear what I'm saying? I said I've what? Say, I've what? I think I shared a story. Discipline one of my high schools campus. Got pregnant. You get pregnant. Are you married? Hey! Every girl here, put your hand on your stomach. Put it there. Say the only thing that should sit here is the Holy Ghost. Say it. Now, let me say this to you. Christ has been born. No other Jesus is coming. Aye, no other Jesus is coming. Mm-mm. If you are here and you are afraid whether you will be pregnant before marriage or not, you'll be pregnant or not, you'll be pregnant. Yeah. Yeah. And because you have not made a decision. Yeah. You have not made a decision to stand firm. So this girl met a guy. Met a guy around, can you please put it to Norman sound? Around November. And then December, Christmas Day, came to greet the family. Then I said, Pastor, we're talking. Though. Then, so later, I discovered that I was pregnant. I said, hold on, wait. Wait now. It was only Christ that was spoken into existence. Wait. See, you were talking. Say, yes, Pastor. But one thing led to another. So, Pastor, I said, come and tell us, all right. I prayed for her. Talked to her about how to make firm decision. You are not going to remove this child. I went to a place to preach and I told them, if there's any lady there who wants to plan abortion, the child will come out after 9 months holding all the pills. He will hold them. You can call him Lazarus, the one who can never die. So, please pay attention to this story. I disciplined the girl, but still brought her close. But a month later, we're going for evangelism. We have a program, a crusade. So they went on evangelism. I was not with them for one reason or the other. And while they were holding hands to pray towards the... Towards the... evangelism. So... So, don't worry. We are preaching different gospels at once. But you understand what I mean. The girl! All of a sudden, while they were praying, they joined their hands together, started counting calories. Calories. Hey! The Holy Ghost is not calories. Speak another tongues. Counting calories. She began to roll on the floor. roll.
Prophesy to one of the pastors that I've been trying to train, who is not hearing word. Say, hey, my servant, you are doing fine. Hey, you are doing well. I, the Lord your God, will soon reward you. Hey. The devil was trying to find his way amongst them. This is why you need a shepherd. You tell me, pastor, there was a prophecy in church, I will ask you, who is the vessel? But just tell me the content. Who did God use? Because I know them. Say, pastor, you are being judgmental. No, sir. You can define people, you are not judging them. I will doubt prophecy from people who don't know scriptures. Because the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And then the girl praised them. Say, I will reward all of you. The Lord, I am the Lord your God. And went to the final case. Say, tell my daughter. And mention her own name. Say, tell her. She is not pregnant. I, the Lord, I'm just testing her. Is pregnancy a plate of semo that they will place in your front to see whether you eat it or not? Before this test, that you, because this test is a product of you and the guy locking yourself behind closed doors, and you were doing the thing, true or not true? Hey, was God testing you with that? Everybody say, hey, pastor, there's a good news. They told me, I suspended all of them who told me the good news. We are dangerous pastors. We are dangerous guys. Hey, dangerous people. Say, pastor, this is good news. She was not pregnant. See, the Lord has revealed the case. So I elongated a suspension with hard labor. You know why? Before she came to give that prophecy, she had gone to remove the pregnancy. Afterwards, she said, the Lord said the child is no longer, done something about it. Nobody suspends me for being pregnant. Suspend them for, you know, acting illegally, illicitly taking marriage bed and defiling it while you are not married. That thing that is pushing you, you know what I'm saying? You think of what will happen the moment your belly starts shooting out. You need shepherds after God's heart. And let me say this to you. Don't just attend church being known by your pastor. Because you are not safe if you are not known. Your pastor should be able to pray for you by name. Be known. Say, you know, Pastor Femi Lazarus is just this kind of man. I'm just so, you know, I'm shy. Hey! I'm shy. Say, I'm always shy. You are shy. I rebuke that spirit of shyness. Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you are a girl in this church, I am your first boyfriend. Hey! Every other person coming will have to pass through this door. No one can see you except through the Father. Are you getting what I'm saying here? If he's coming, we look at him and say, this one, he looks like a gamma lizard. He's just nodding his head. He's not going to bring anything out of you. You know, I was saying about one of my girls that said, I called her. I said, you don't call me again because now you have a boyfriend. So you have divorced me. He said, pastor, no, you are my first boyfriend. I said, tell me his name, my friend. I said, pastor, his name is Ditch. She sent me his picture and his Facebook username. Hi. You will not stress me to go and waste 5 minutes or 1 hour in prayer. When I can check you on Twitter, I will see the way you are thinking. So she sent this picture. I was wearing suit. You know, I want to give pastor the best. You know, I tell people, show me your babe. You know, they look for the one that she's looking fine. The one that she's all right. Send me his picture. It was suit. I was looking. I went on Facebook. All the picture. Hey! I said, babe, this guy look like someone that was sleeping with you and run away. Say, pastor, I'm suspecting too. Sometimes you know the truth, you only need a shepherd to tell you. You know it. Be a shepherd.
Shepherd is not just about praying for people. I'll pray for you and I'll follow you up. See, let me tell you. I read, as long as I know you and I have your number, I read your status. I go on your Facebook. People see me for the first time. I say, check your Facebook. I was on your Facebook. I tell you, you posted this, posted. I'm watching you. What? So when you come, I already know you. You say, Pastor, you know, this. I say, hold on. You are not this into battle. Relax. Show me your true color. Somebody went on Facebook. I think it was about 3 years ago when there was issue of one safe forever safe. Was insulting a pastor. Saying different things to him. Fortunately for him, a few weeks after I went for a job interview, and the pastor was part of those to interview him. And, you know, he was talking about his strength. He said he's calm in the face of pressure and he can work with different people. And the man tapped him, said, Chigozi, you don't remember me? He said, ah, sir, thank you, sir. No, not really, sir. Hey, you that were speaking pidgin English to insult your father's age mates on Facebook. Now you need a job. You have just finished yourself. I was sharing a story yesterday of a woman just married. I was on her Facebook page this morning to go and check. She got married a few weeks ago. And she was talking with her ladies. You know, there's that new trend on Facebook. They are teaching you how to stab your husband, how to stab them. Say, men are wicked. Once they cheat on you, kill them away. Hey, you stay single till Jesus comes. He'll protect his sons from you. He will not give you the one you will kill. Many are single because God wants people protected from them. They can kill them, but not all. So you don't say, Pastor, I'm single. Maybe not you. Let me balance it. So the girl wrote, if you caught your husband cheating, don't stab him and go to jail. Remove the brake of his car. When he's on highway, the tension will kill him. Somebody screenshotted it and sent it to the husband. And the husband told her, please, live with a killer. Pack your things and go out. If they bring the case to me as a pastor, I will not tell him not to send her away first. Let's be sure you can't kill him. I said, sir, relax. The church, you see, let me tell you another story so you can learn. Because being a pastor is a very complex reality. And this is why you must really cherish your pastor. A woman wanted to get married. Some prophet came to prophesy a man into her life and say, God said that's her husband. Now, your husband will not come as a product of prophecy. It will come because you are watching and praying. Both must not contradict each other. You are praying. Now you are seeing what you prayed about. You get what I'm saying? Nobody has the right to prophesy somebody into your life. You have every right to say no. You get what I'm saying? So some take names to pastors. They failed on arrival. Pastor pray for you. Say, this is your husband. The man got married to her. She took in immediately. Left. They about 3 months after marriage. Left. He never returned to that house until she gave birth. He came to the hospital. She was angry with him. Blah, blah, blah. He tried to slap her. Mistakenly slapped the child. The child went into coma. A small child, new child. Was there, I think, for about 3 weeks. You know, the child has to be living on oxygen and the likes. Left again. Never came back. 5 years now. He's never returned. They bring that case to you as a pastor. What do you say? The Lord is your strength and your shepherd. We need to call these two people. Let's know. Are you interested in this woman or not? God doesn't hate divorce. He hates divorce. If you marry someone that will kill you, separate for a while until you are sure the killing instinct is dead. If not, you will die and will remarry. If you are still slapping, now, because when I'm talking, I talk prophetically. If he is already testing slaps on your face, run. Soon he will test spanner, armor, anything. And you will go. Many people are dead because they failed to take a break. They'll kill you. And your children will have nobody to cater for them. If his parents didn't raise him well, that you don't raise hands against women, you should stay single. You need a pastor. I will enforce realities. I'm telling you, you are about taking a dangerous step. Never come before your pastor saying, God said, and this is what I'm doing. Once you say, God said, you have barricaded him against counseling you. Don't come with concluded words. Your pastor tell you about the guy, go and pray again. Pause. He's not the one. Simple. You are the one who is in love. He's not in love. He can see what you can't see. He can see what you want. When you are in love, you are blind somehow. The things you should run away from on a normal day, but now I just love him. Say, take a bottle of whiskey. Say, I don't drink, but because I love you, I'll try just a shot. Go in, small, small. This is what the devil wants to do. He wants to turn your back against your shepherds so you can be destroyed. Church is not just a place that we warm the bench. We participate. It's a family. We give ourselves to the system. We learn. By the grace of God, I can pastor anywhere because I have served in different places. I have single-handedly started over 20 branches of the redeemed Christian Church of God in different localities. Over 20. Served will go here and go there. Every assignment given to you in church is to build you. However, they are not the measure of your growth. While you are there, don't be lifted up in pride. You learn your way up. How people who come into pastoring, they've never served under any pastor before, and suddenly they say they are pastors. They will rape their members. There's no system that has taught them faithfulness. So as a pastor, I can't come to church. I say, you are coming to church. In fact, as I'm talking to you, you are in church. Say, yes, sir. That's faithfulness. True or not true? Only when you don't come to church, who do you tell? You choose not to. You are saying it. I do not recognize him as my shepherd. The prayer of a man who can't instruct you is almost ineffective over you. Hallelujah! Now you are cold. Say that amen loud and clear. Amen. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. We endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. The church is a system. The church is a system. The church is a system. Nothing should break the unity of the church. Nothing should break our ranks. Nothing. Instructions will come. These instructions are not to kill you. They are to lift you. They are to lift you. They are to lift you. Say, we are doing this now. I have a scar on my eyes here. We're building. Is it here? Is it here? Is it here? Huh? Or the other one? Aha, this one. Yeah. In year 2006, we're building our 10 CAC church. I've attended all kinds of building for Shovel. That meet my eyes. I enjoy what it looks like. I'm privileged to have a scar for the sake of the gospel. Let me say this to you. If God tells me to leave Ibadan and go to Borno, I swear before God and man, I will never argue once. Thank God I grew up in the north. I know my way through. My name is Usman. I go back to that name. Pastor Usman. When I'm there, I like Usman. Hey, Nene, Sanu, Sanu. And then we use that and enter into that place and bring people. Forget about these free looks. Forget about this assumption of tenderness. Oh boy, we are rugged, though. Hey! Hi! Forget! Forget about this suit. Strength is built through different systems of training. I have served under all kinds of pastors, but I've never left anyone without finishing my assignment. I've never left any church with bad record. None. There is no way I've sat before that I can't go back to preach. None. All the places I've sat, they did same fault. All of them. See, people don't like me. People don't like me too. A member walked up to me and said, Pastor Femi Lazarus, I don't know the reason why I just hate you. Somebody ever told you that before? I don't know why I just hate you. I said, oh God, I'm crying. Why would she want to hate me? You are hated. Simple. With it, not everybody will like you. You are not ice cream. Some people don't even like ice cream. They don't just like me in that church. Like yourself. You are fine. Can I hear a big amen to that? Hey, after service, give me your number. So I can call you. Where are you? Hey, whose car are you sitting in? Whose car? Ah, whose perf am I smelling there? Who's this guy? Why is he wearing short nigga around 8 p.m. at night? Where are you? Yeah, Pastor, he gave me a ride. To where? Say, hey, Pastor, I will explain. No. Calm down. I can order for Uber from here. For you. Safety. Comes through instructions. The church is not designed to oppress us. It's designed to bring us out. Show us our real point of manifestation. Hallelujah! Lift up your right hand and say, I love the body of Christ. Say it again, I love the body of Christ. I love to serve. I give myself to service. I'm in love with the church. I'm a part of the church of Jesus. No one can destroy the church while I'm alive. I'm enjoying heaven with the body of Christ. I serve. I give myself to work. I defend the integrity of the church. I will not bring down the image of the church. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. To represent Him correctly. Whether in school or at home. I know I'm a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah! Some about five years ago, I came to greet some of my cousins in Ibadan. I was still living in Ife then. And they said to me, Femi, can we step out at night? Around 9:30 or 10. I don't go out at night. Say, we just want to go for one exhibition, this and that. We just want to get a few things. They'll be cheap there. And we are coming back. When I got to that place, I saw that it was exhibition for beer. Hey, you think we are having revival? Say, we have filled the church. We have not. An average beer parlor fills their hall at least 20 times a day. We are coming, another set will come. Another service will come. So what do we have here? I saw a large span, like a place you use for crusade. Chairs and tables arranged there. Different men coming with their babes. And I was asking this, why will you bring me to a place like this? Why? Why do you want to disgrace me? I don't like this place. I couldn't go home anyway. I didn't go anywhere. While we were there, they gave me malt. I was complaining, but I loved the malt. I was drinking the malt. Why would you guys go? And I saw one of my previous escorts in school. Hey, a man with big pot belly was picking her in as she was catwalking. My escort. I wanted to shout, hey! I called her name. She said, hold on, she went by. She went. She said, oh my, we trained her in school. Oh boy, they sat almost in front of me, just somewhere towards my right. She was copying any king, cold man, or drink for pepper soup. You can start well and end badly if you dissociate yourself from life. He that wanders away from the path of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Don't ever let the devil build offense in your heart towards the body of Christ. There are many Christians who are not in church today because the pastor offended them. The pastor is not Jesus. Find another person and you settle it amicably. You get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? If you are in a place where your pastor is trying to sleep with you, he's no longer your shepherd. Run under another same person. He's not your shepherd. That's why people don't want to send their children to campus or youth church. Because there are people that are showing that they must just disgrace the body of Christ. But we stand for the integrity of this body. We love this body. We will defend it with our lives. Everything within us will serve. When it's time to do, we do things. When it's time to give, we give. A girl came from Oyo, single-handedly made sure she swept and washed this church. Anytime she comes around, she does this alone. You say you are a worker. You don't know how the chairs are clean. Let me just come and sit down. You don't know who swept the floor. Sometimes I'm part of those who shift this place. Are you where Bishop Shane? Yeah. I was here from morning 7 a.m. on Friday. Was it Friday? 7 a.m. till evening. Wrecked everything. Went with the car. Back in different things. I'm a worker. Not just the pastor. I love this body. I give myself to it. Beyond being a pastor, I found myself as one who would never be cut out of this body. It doesn't matter the height God takes me to, I will serve. And there's nothing I have that will ever be too big for me to release to God. Put your hands on your chest again and say, I love the body of Christ. Now, if you are here and while this meeting was going on, you've sensed in your heart that different things have been corrected. Start telling God, God, help me. Help my heart to be so in love with your body. Help me. Help me, Jesus. I don't want to be cut out of you, Lord. Deliver my heart from offenses. Teach me the path of wisdom. Help me, Lord. Go ahead, say it loud and clear.
With all my strength, with all I have, I will seek to honor His coming. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Say it, I'm a responsible Christian. I love the Lord. I love His body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. Amen.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.